two things that you do not need for a successful business that are harmful and actually counterproductive. You ready? Hi, welcome. So let's dive straight in. If you think that you need to be quote unquote fully healed, whatever that means, or to be high vibe all the time in order to be successful in your business, I'm here to say that is not true, nor is it realistic. So if you're going all in, you're doing all the things in your business, you know it's a matter of time before you reach your goals, because giving up has never been an option for you, right? So you're doing the inner work, you're doing the healing work. You know what? Sometimes too much is counterproductive. Number one, healing is not a prerequisite for success. And actually, like I said, too much healing can be detrimental. It can keep you stuck and make you fall into the rabbit hole. And trust me, I'm back from the rabbit hole. I did fall into it years ago. So, you don't have to pause your life to heal. You just need to set, unless you do, like, I'm not talking about physical healing. I'm talking about the quest of spiritual healing and becoming the next version of yourself. I'm all about healing yourself. Yes, I'm all about self improvement and all of that. But it is compatible with moving forward at the same time. Like, you don't need to stay stuck until you are fully healed from whatever happened to you at 5 years old before you can be successful in your business. That's what I mean, right? So healing is like everything. It needs to be done with moderation and from a place of running towards pleasure and not running away from yourself because you don't like who you are, if that makes sense. And what I would recommend is to set goals, to be clear on your objectives and move forward. Even if some days you don't have a clue what you're supposed to do, just take one step at a time. And if an obstacle comes, then you will just clear it as you keep moving forward. That's what I really meant. Like, you don't need to wait for that 6-week program you're enrolled in for healing, whatever, to keep moving forward at the same time. That's what I mean. And about being high vibe, this is also a lie. Like, oh, you need to be high vibe, otherwise your clients won't come, they will feel that. No, you cannot be high vibe all the time. That's not realistic. It's a false concept conveyed by the New Age movement. Imagine if all businesses in the world were dependent on their CEO to be always high vibe, and all the members of the staff need to be high vibe. Otherwise, clients are not going to come to the shop. Imagine at the supermarket. That's not like, no, that's not realistic. So release the pressure. And instead of this, focus on your soul gifts. Focus on your God-given talents, what you already have within yourself. Focus on your self-belief and on your overall mindset around your business. And focus on your copy, the way you express your mission, your gifts, and how you can help your people. And set realistic goals and milestones for each of them. You know, when you go on a hike, you take step by step, you take break, you stop for a minute to drink water. That's the same to reach your goals. So that's really the message that I wanted to talk about today, because you hear all kinds of things about, you know, being high vibe and like, no, this is fake positivity. That's, like I say, that's not realistic. What is important is to feel good about what you do Like I mentioned in a previous episode, you don't want to be cringing when you introduce yourself and what you do. This is a sign that you have outgrown your business or you need to refine something. But when you feel good about what you do, of course you're going to have days when you're feeling off or a little bit tired. And other days you will be happy and high vibe. But I'm talking about the natural high vibe, the natural happy, joyful excitement that we all feel some days and some days we don't. And it's okay. What does it make you? A human being. That's it. So I really, really hope that helps. If you are pressuring yourself to have everything right, to be high vibe, otherwise you won't manifest clients. No. No, please. Please don't believe that. That's not true at all. So thank you very much for listening. And if you want to chat, if you want to check my Instagram, Coach Morgan Rose, I will see you there. Check out my website if you feel guided to. I have some free resources. And of course, I have my services. Thank you very much for listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.